I'm Dixie, the tiny dog. And I wear a bright silver collar that says I belong to the Johnsons at 519 Nut Lane, but it's not true. You see, the Johnsons, they don't own me, they just feed me, and I think I like it that way. I'm a dog who values a sense of independence. And speaking of liberty and independence, young Tad Johnson installed one of those little liberty hatches in the back door, where a wiener dog such as I can come and go at his leisure. You noticed I will use the word wiener dog. It just shows a sense of self-loathing. It's not a word that I commonly would use to apply to myself, but I did, and I feel bad. I feel lonesome, and so I long to go out into nature, out the liberty hatch, and out in the grass in the Johnson's backyard. And there's a hole in the fence where I squeeze my long, lean, brown body. And I come out, and I go down to the park where the children, the spoiled children, driven there in their Volvos by parents who leave them with their nannies. And they're playing on the silver slide. Damn them. Up and down, having fun. I curse them because I have no parents. Yes, I could say the Johnsons are like my parents, but as surrogates, they don't compare. And I take that slide as the children go up and down, and as they go down, I lift my small but muscular leg and claim the bars where the children put their hands as my own, in my own special way. And as the children go up, they feel warm moisture, and they swear, and they point, and they laugh at me, and they say, vile things, violent things. The dog, they called, they said, that dog is, it was the way they said. Dog is a wiener dog. And I went hurling and whirling, swirling madly into an endless existential abyss of despair. There was no stopping me. All hope was gone, eradicated in a moment's time. Until I heard the voice in the back of my mind. It was the voice of my father, long gone, dead under a mail truck. And he spoke to me and said, son, no matter what vile things you hear, hold your snout erect, for son, you come from a proud Germanic line of canine. You're no wiener dog, son. No, you are a dog's home. And with my dignity restored, I went back to the Johnsons. It was nightfall. I was hungry, voracious. And Ted Johnson had laid in my bowl two Gainsburgers, cellophane wrapped and fresh. And at that time I had a hankering for pig eye and pig intestine and chicken snout. And I ate and I was sated, although the saline content of the burgers was high, and I needed to slake my thirst. And I walked down to the hallway to the bathroom, and I walked in. Again, I grew slightly upset, because that's where the German shepherds go for their water, and they're so large they can deftly flip open the lid and put their graceful muzzles down in the water and drink sweet water from that well, where I, a dachshund, must perch precariously upon the lid, with my toenails clicking and clicking, licking slowly, gingerly, fastidiously, and until I'm able to get enough water to slake my thirst. And then I go downstairs to the kitchen, and all the Johnsons are asleep. and I see the moonlight dancing through the window curtains, casting Andrew White like patterns on the linoleum floor. Graceful, godlike, and I begin to dance, my body like a long lean pretzel whirling and swirling about on the floor, cascading. My tuchus in front of my nose, you try doing that. I'm whirling and swirling, all is bliss, all is one. I feel as though I'm entering into the midst of this existential Godhead itself. I am one with the universe, I am one with the universe. And it has this point, there is nothing that can ever do me harm. I've entered the vortex of healing. My course first stands erect. My whiskers attuned to any change of vibration in the universe. This is the moment that I've lived for. If I died right now, I'd have no regrets. All is one, all is bliss. I know who I am, I know who I am. I'm Dixie, the tiny dog. I love you.